is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. CBS News has learned that the Trump administration has paused all immigration applications from certain migrants from Latin America and Ukraine. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has more on this exclusive story.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians and also migrants from other crisis-stricken countries like Haiti, Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua who were allowed into the U.S. under President Biden, but only on a temporary basis. And so many of them have been applying for something called TPS, temporary protected status, asylum, or a green card because they have a U.S. employer or a relative who is willing to sponsor them.
Administration officials tell CBS News they're concerned about fraud and security issues. As the U.S. and Russia continue talks on an end to the war in Ukraine, President Trump has falsely claimed Ukraine started the conflict, and its president says Trump is living in a world of disinformation. More from Kyiv and the BBC's James Waterhouse.
Mr. Zelensky denied Mr. Trump's claim that his popularity rating was just 4%. Recent polling here suggests it's more like 57%. He repeated his calls for foreign troops to be stationed in the country after a ceasefire is agreed, a proposal the Kremlin has described as unacceptable.
The deep freeze has the northern plains well below freezing. A system that dropped a foot of snow in parts of Missouri is headed east. In Morganton, North Carolina, John Reither was shopping for a snow shovel.
When we moved down from Massachusetts, I gave it away because I didn't think I needed it, and here I am, buying another one now. My wife said, you shouldn't throw that away. You might need it later. And she was right.
A winter weather advisory is up for the area through tomorrow. 20 of 21 passengers hurt in Monday's plane crash in Toronto are now out of the hospital. The crash happened weeks after another commercial plane collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington. All people on both aircraft died. And that all raises concerns about the Trump administration's cutbacks at the FAA. Delta CEO Ed Bastian tells CBS Mornings the reductions shouldn't affect air safety.
The cuts at this time are something that are raising questions, but the reality is there's over 50,000 people that work at the FAA, and the cuts, I understand, were 300 people, and they were in non-critical safety functions.
And the Trump administration has canceled plans to shut down a free COVID test program. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After the Washington Post reported that the Trump administration was going to shut down COVIDtest.gov and was looking at the cost to destroy and get rid of tens of millions of tests in the stockpile, it reversed course. According to a statement from the Department of Health and Human Services, the site will remain open for now, and the tests will remain in inventory until they expire.
The Dow is down 177 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a duplex on Gilson Street in Racine that exploded last night. Only two people were hospitalized. They were rushed to Milwaukee for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. In Racine's April election, Jens Jorgensen will face incumbent Melissa Caprillion for the 5th Aldermanic District. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the 9th District seat. Full election results can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha voters rejected a $115 million spending request for Kenosha Unified yesterday. About 54% voted against it. Rebecca Stevens, Valerie Kretschmer, Carl Bryan, and Andreas Mamalakis advanced as the top four candidates for two open Kenosha Unified School Board seats. And the state Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit concerning Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van. The court ruled that the Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing. The ruling did not opine on the legality of the mobile voting site itself. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents, and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Kentucky. Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we had a guy, we had a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Still stuck in the cold today with mostly cloudy skies and highs reaching the mid-teens. A few flurries could fly overnight tonight, laying down just a trace. And with no problems expected tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. On down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
Different times. Here's the third time.
I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire.
Introducing Venus from Gillette. First razor designed to make you feel like a goddess.
The second time was by Bananarama, and the first time was by Shocking Blue. Venus on the station with local news and timeless hits and razor blade commercials. WRJN.
We'll be right back. Cactus Tournament. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And this coming up this weekend, Saturday, from noon until 4 downtown, it's the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. Looks like the weather's going to be just about perfect for it, too. Not too warm that things will melt like, oh, say, the ice sculptures that are going to be there. But not too cold, either. Just right for you to want to dash into the 10 different locations that are serving chili between noon and 4. Okay? If you want details on this, go to our website and click on the link to Racine Downtown. Our website is WRJN.com.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. One block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Pivots.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
More tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association coming from Don Rosen in the morning on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh, no. I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
you, baby. Your feeding keeps you from walking out that door. Ain't no problem, baby. No. Ooh, don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to prove, baby, baby. Don't leave me, girl. Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, please. Ain't too proud to beg the temptations. Stuart J. Waddles now standing by in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a side-by-side duplex that was destroyed in an explosion in Racine last night. Somehow, only two people were injured, and they were taken to Milwaukee for treatment. It happened at a duplex on Gilson Street near Ashland, a couple blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The Racine Fire Department was out in the cold for nearly 5 hours trying to take down the flames. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Damage is estimated to be at around $200,000 for the duplex. However, that doesn't take into account damage to nearby properties. The race for two Racine seats are set for April. The city's fifth aldermanic district has been narrowed to Jens Jorgensen and Melissa Caprillion for the April election. Caprillion is the incumbent and got the second highest vote total yesterday in the district. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the 9th district seat. Racine County voters preferred Brittany Kinzer in the contest for state superintendent. She did advance statewide to face Jill Underly in April. Check out RacineCountyEye.com for a full overview of the election results. A $115 million spending request was denied by just over 1,300 Kenosha voters. The Kenosha Unified School District's $115 million referendum was rejected in the spring primary election yesterday. The measure sought to exceed the district's state-imposed revenue limit by $23 million annually for 5 years. It failed, with about 54% voting against it. Kenosha Unified has a $19 million budget deficit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still stuck in the cold today, with mostly cloudy skies and highs reaching the mid-teens. A few flurries could fly overnight tonight, laying down just a trace. And with no problems expected tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Neil Diamond, who started out his career writing songs for other artists. Then he got the bright idea, I'm going to write songs for me. Became a big star. WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, it brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought them. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. At the office, want a slow dance? Here you go.
On the ocean, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, the Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, heard twice daily on WRJN, 725 with Don Rosen, and then a completely different one at 1205. And today, in a matter of minutes, you're going to hear history being rewritten based on the evidence, new evidence. It's coming up on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
like you.
Nowhere Man, WRJN. I remember buying that 45 vinyl in the checkout line at the grocery store.
Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
Love is here.
Love
and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
You persuaded me to love you. And I did, but instead of tenderness, I found heartache instead. Into your arms I fell, so unaware of the loneliness that was waiting there.
You closed the door to your heart, and you turned the key, locked your love away from me.
Dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me on your own, then you left me all alone. You
the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone. Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you.
You made me love you.
Oh my darling, now you're gone. You made
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody loves
say in that very special way. Oh, it's true.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Ukraine isn't just fighting Russia. Now its president is in a war of words with the American president. Here's correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb.
Zelensky said President Trump is trapped in what he described as a, quote, disinformation bubble, after the president appeared to blame Ukraine for starting the war nearly 3 years ago. To be clear, it was Russia which launched a full-scale invasion of Ukrainian territory in February of 2022.
And today on social media, Trump has called Zelensky a dictator without elections. The Trump administration has paused all immigration applications from certain migrants from Latin America and Ukraine. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has more on this CBS News exclusive.
If you already have temporary protected status, you will not be affected, but it is critically important to note that the Trump administration is in the process of scaling back many TPS programs, including the one for Venezuela.
They say it's about security and fraud concerns. Several federal prosecutors have quit rather than carry out the Justice Department's orders to drop corruption.